A coalition of women's groups is relaunching the Women's Equality Act, which failed in the state legislature earlier this year. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it says it has a new strategy that could help them win passage in 2014.
The Women's Equality Act Coalition is restarting. They have a new website and are organizing through social media. They've even produced a video that uses humor to connect with supporters.
Welcome back to the game show that tests your knowledge on current New York laws.
An actor playing a game show host describes several scenarios to a young woman playing a contestant and then gives her a choice of two answers.
You tell us whether it's illegal or just sleazy.
The situations include pay inequality, sexual harassment, and denial of housing to domestic violence victims.
Jessica tries to rent an apartment for herself and her little boy, but the landlord won't rent to her because she's a victim of domestic violence. Is that illegal or
just sleazy?
Yes! All right!
Are you serious?
Tracy Brooks with Family Planning Advocates is one of the leaders of the coalition.
We've used some satiristic styling to really poke fun at the fact that this is long overdue.
The coalition will use more traditional methods as well, phone banking, op-eds, and letters to the editor. Last year, the Women's Equality Act failed to become law over a dispute over one of its 10 provisions, known as the Reproductive Health Act. It would in part codify the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision into New York law. The state assembly, led by Democrats, passed all 10 provisions, including the codifying of the abortion rights. The Senate, led by Republicans and a handful of breakaway Democrats, passed 9 of the tenets of the Women's Equality Act, but did not have enough votes for the abortion rights provision. Brooks, whose group lobbies for the state's Planned Parenthood, says the Women's Coalition wants to try to get all 10 provisions passed in 2014. Brooks says polls show that the majority of New Yorkers support the abortion rights spelled out in Roe v. Wade. She says all it would take to get the act passed into law is to change the votes of a handful of senators. And she says she hopes the new campaign will energize the public to lobby their senators to vote yes.
Now we're asking the constituents to make those individual phone calls, those contacts, those visits, emails and tweets into their legislators to remind them that this is important to New Yorkers.
Most of the same groups who lobbied in the last legislative session for the Women's Equality Act have joined the effort again for 2014, with one major exception. NARAL Pro-Choice New York is no longer with the coalition. NARAL split with the rest of the groups in the final hours of the session last June, when many of the groups, along with Governor Cuomo, tried to convince Assembly Democrats to go back and pass the 9 other provisions in the act, cutting out the abortion rights provisions in order to achieve a partial victory. NARAL did not want the Reproductive Health Act separated from the rest. NARAL's Andrea Miller says the group will lobby for the entire agenda during the 2014 session, but if it's not successful, it will pursue a more overtly political campaign. She says they'll target key senators who oppose the Reproductive Health Act in the November elections.
We'll be making those judgments as the session ends and as we move into the election cycle.
In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.